This is Lord Randall. Take down my books, mother, the song says, and I hear sound rain across the sacred tablets, graffiti between music and speech. Take them down, for I am alive today with keys under my fingers, the computer a gray toy, semi-automatic code behind the plastic spraying a lichen-like display. Autonomous wash of power down the drain, prismatic, pissed away, to ease the painful suture where the tip of the tongue meets the tip of the iceberg. Language drowning the minute it's at rest. Before I could read, I heard you more earnestly than any poetic maker sorefoot in the snowy heights pursuing the self, ape-like, alp-like. I mean, let the pines do what they want. Squirrels leap. Clouds work on their memoirs all day. Still, we'll never undo artificial life. And I hear something similar happen to you and to your you and to her before that, all the way back to the history bogs where stenographers lie waiting in writing degree zero. Take them all down. They won't stay on the shelves anywhere, anyway. Some are blankets, some are bars, some are sunlight, all bodies helplessly forward. In the other poem, you wiggle your can crazily, signifying America and William Carlos Williams making music in a gender desert. Modernism's big adventure is still in print on matchbooks and corporate towers, and education in management distances. It holds mirrors up to men in cars, women in floodlit anorexia, with customers paying for the pleasure of buying cheap. Meaning a dog, following masters, living after hours in whatever local doghouse. A mea culpa inside each command. Flash floods leaving the syntax damp, pliable, but the dead resistant as sand. For now, motion is permanent, automatic, riding flindered wills past each moment.